Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people, making music for the people. Light shine bright everywhere we go. Light shine bright. Reflect the sun, cut like precious diamonds, with colors by the millions. This is the only world we know, and for now this rental's our home. If we gon' be a reflection, gotta make this dirt rock glow. Just so you know.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people, making music for the people.
Light shines bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shines bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people, keep this music everywhere. In the city might be more than pretty pretty. That freaky shine might be more than meets the eye. Anytime you see the sparkle in the dark, you might look deeper, deeper. It might be more than simply fear. Yo, that smile might be joy that's connected to the spirit. The spirit might be contagious. If you dare, you dare come near it. I remember, can't forget. Peace that you can't second guess. Sparkle as the light reflects. We write and pay it forward checks.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people, making music for the people.
Light shine bright everywhere we go. Music for the people to illuminate the show. Light shine bright everywhere we go.
Music for the people, Jesus, music everywhere we go.
A show about personal growth through spirituality, and I'm your host, psychic, medium, and intuitive artist, Nicole Bowman. I want to thank you guys so much for sharing your light with me and for being a part of the show tonight. Tonight's show is all about psychics, mediums, healers, and self-acceptance. How do we accept ourselves when the world doesn't always accept us? So we're going to talk about all of this and more. But before we do, please take a moment to follow the show and to share the show on your social media. So whether you're on your Tumblr, your Twitter, even your Instagram, please share the show or share links, because that helps the show to grow and build. So before we move into the topic at hand, let's just open in prayer to set the intention, and we'll get right into it. So I'm going to surround us with the white light of the Holy Spirit, and I call on the energy of divine creator, the one true living God. My prayer and affirmation is that I be a clear channel for spirit, and that this show be a place of healing, it be a place of acceptance, and it be a place of accurate, loving information for all who listen. And it's so, amen. All right, so as I said before, this is Live the Light, and I'm your host, psychic, medium, and intuitive artist, Nicole Bowman. And you can catch us here every Wednesday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we talk about psychic development, intuitive talk, and it's all about loving, trusting, and accepting ourselves as people of planet Earth, but also as spiritual beings. So I'm led to talk about psychics, mediums, healers, and self-acceptance. And I think that that is huge, because I've definitely struggled with self-acceptance and self-love in my life, and I've certainly seen it in the lives of a lot of clients that I read for who are intuitive in their own right, and certainly I've seen issues and struggles with that with other practitioners. You know, and I just want to say and sort of share from my personal experience that when you make the decision to not only know God for yourself, but to know yourself, understand yourself, and love yourself, that really is a rebellious act. It is especially a rebellious act if we come from families where we've been taught not to do so. You know, I came from a family where I was taught to sort of be quiet and put my head down and not recognize the parts of me that made myself unique, the parts that made me special, the parts that could actually help to change the world, could help to change my world, could help to change or improve the lives of others, myself, my family. Right. And so a lot of times we are burying our light. We are pushing it down because we have been told that there is something wrong with us. And you have to understand that in a world that tells you to be like everybody else, in a world that tells you to be quiet, in a world that tells you to just follow and obey, loving yourself and living your light is a rebellious act. And it scares people. It scares people who do not have the courage to stand up and say, this is who I am and this is who I'm going to be no matter what. And anybody who consciously walks a spiritual path, who consciously walks a path of enlightenment, who consciously moves through this path and energy of ascension, you're going to experience this level of opposition. And a lot of times you're going to experience it from people who are closest to you, whether this be friends, whether this be family, whether this be lovers, whether this be partners, they're going to hold a mirror up to you. And it is going to be a test to say, do you believe what you say you believe? Are you truly who you say you are? Are you truly walking in the light? Are you truly living in your light? Is this really who you are? Okay. If no one has told you today, I'm going to tell you today. You're special. You're brilliant. You're magnificent. And you have a mission and a purpose in this world, and you need to go out and you need to live it to the best of your ability. And I think it's so important and so integral that we say that and we push that no matter what. So I'm going to go to a quick little musical break, if you will, or segue, I guess we could call it that. I was listening to an interview with Princess Diana. And many years ago, she was interviewed and was asked, you know, do you think you'll ever be queen? And she said no. And she talked about her experience with the royal family and how they viewed her and why she felt she might never be queen and never felt like she might be accepted. And I think that that applies to a lot of our lives for those of us who are psychics, mediums, intuitive, and spiritual workers, because we're often largely misunderstood. So I just want you to listen to this for a moment and listen to what she has to say. Allow it to speak to your heart and ask yourself, does this maybe apply to me? Does this perhaps apply to my life? Does this perhaps apply to the lives of the people that I know who are focused on loving themselves, focused on living their light? She talks a great deal about power and honor and truth and love, and I definitely think it's worth it. So I'm going to put that on now, and I hope you enjoy it, and then we'll come back, we'll take some calls, and we'll talk a little bit more about this self-acceptance. This is Live the Light, and I'm your host, psychic, medium, and intuitive, Nicole Bowman.
Do you think you'll ever be queen?
No, I don't. No.
Why do you think that?
I'd like to be a queen of people's hearts, in people's hearts. But I don't see myself being queen of this country. I don't think many people would want me to be queen. Actually, when I say many people, I mean the establishment that I'm married into. Because they've decided that I'm a non-starter.
Why do you think they've decided that?
Because I do things differently. Because I don't go by a rule book. Because I lead from the heart, not the head. And albeit that's got me into trouble in my work, I understand that. But someone's got to go out there and love people and show it.
And do you think that because of the way you behave, that's precluded you effectively from becoming queen?
Yes, not precluded me. I wouldn't say that. I just don't think I have as many supporters in that environment than I did.
You mean within the royal household?
They see me as a threat of some kind. And I'm here to do good. I'm not a destructive person.
Why do they see you as a threat?
I think every strong woman in history has had to walk down a similar path. And I think it's the strength that causes the confusion and the fear. Why is she strong? Where does she get it from? Where is she taking it? Where is she going to use it? Why do the public still support her?
And so, you know, I think that's so interesting because Princess Diana's story speaks to the story that a lot of us as psychics, mediums, healers, and magical workers have gone through, where when we're connecting with God, when we're connecting with Creator, we are accessing power. And often as lay people, we are accessing power that we're told we're not supposed to have, you know. This idea or this notion that you are a spark of the divine in human form and you're here to live out your bliss is a very radical and in some ways new idea, you know. And I want to touch on this just for a second and then we're going to go to the phone lines. But for me personally, growing up in a Christian household and being psychic, intuitive, a medium, being sensitive all my life, you know, and those around me knowing I was sensitive all my life and still being treated as if something was wrong with me, you know, it took me a long time and it took me many years to accept myself and accept the fact that this is how God made me. And if God, if Creator, if the Great Spirit didn't want me to have the talents and gifts and abilities that I have, I wouldn't have them, right? But when you have certain talents, gifts, and abilities, it's about saying, how can I use these gifts and abilities to help others? How can I use these gifts and abilities to better understand myself and to help myself and to help uplift humanity and the world at the same time? You know, and I would say as well, for those of you who are listening, especially for those who might identify as Christians, Jews, or Muslims, especially if you have extrasensory perception and you've been ostracized and you've been demonized and you've been told that there is something wrong with you. Obviously, there are certain scriptures and there are certain holy books that on some level speak negatively about the psychics, mediums, and healers. But the interesting thing is in those same books, you're going to find very clear examples of mediumship, of prophecy, of hands-on healing. For example, in the Old Testament, you know, we're often told that you know, psychic abilities and telling the future is wrong. But John the Baptist was a shaman, he was a prophet, and he was a seer. And he was the person who predicted the birth of Jesus Christ. He was the one who said, somebody far greater than me is going to come. In that same Old Testament, we have Moses. Moses was a medium. He was clairaudient. He had clear hearing. He could hear the voice of the divine. And the voice of the divine led him up the mountaintop where he received the Ten Commandments. And then in the New Testament, we have Mary, the mother of Jesus. Mary was a medium. She was an angel communicator. Angels came to her and they talked to her. They told her about this child that she was going to give birth to. So you have to understand, on one hand, you have these contradictions about psychics, mediums, witches, healers, and soothsayers. And on the other hand, you have obvious examples of sorcery, healing, and mediumship in the Bible by the very same people, by the very same figures in history. that we are taught about, right? So you have to understand that the Bible and other spiritual books were written at a time, and certain books were approved at a time where you had a certain group of people saying, this is what we're going to show the world. This is what we're going to give the world. This is what we're going to tell them of religion. And even though individuals try to use religion to control people and control the masses, luckily, some of those gifts of the spirit, some evidence of psychics, mediums, and people like us shines through these holy books in spite of that. So what I say to you is you have to take from that. Take the truth from there. See yourself in those books. Look to Mary. Look to Jesus. Look to Muhammad, who was Allah's prophet. Okay? Look to Moses. Look to these examples. Look to Ezekiel. Look to these examples that you will see in the books that show you we have always been here, and we have always been misunderstood. We have always been persecuted, but that doesn't mean we're not going to stand up. That doesn't mean we're not going to love ourselves and live our light and come to know the Creator and love humanity and do the absolute best we can. You know, we're at a pivotal point in our spiritual awakening right now where we as a country, as a people, as a global nation are waking up. There is more than meets the eye. There always has been. And you have to understand that the early church and early religious communities really used the scriptures to control people, to denigrate people, to keep the layman and the laywoman quiet and obedient, right? But we can see this in the Bible that Jesus said the exact opposite. He was a fire starter. He was an activist. I'm sure if he were physical today, he'd be in the streets marching and protesting. He'd be speaking. So we have to think critically. We have to look for those examples, and we will see ourselves in those books. We have always been here. And you don't need to be ashamed of who you are. And don't let anybody tell you that you aren't beautiful and smart and gifted. And don't let anybody tell you that because you can see the future, or you can speak to spirits, or you can see or sense the thoughts of other people, that you're evil. I'm here to tell you you're not evil. You are created in God's image. God, the one true creator, created all of us in his image. And if the creator did not want you to have these abilities, you wouldn't have them. So now it's up to you. You have these abilities. What are you going to do with them? And that's your gift back to the world. So we're going to go to the phone lines in just a moment. For anyone holding on the phone lines, please take a moment. If you're listening on your computer or you have background noise, just take a moment to turn that down a bit, and make sure that if you're on your cell phone or whatever phone you have, it's a good connection, because if it's a bit garbled, I may have to cut off the call. But I'm going to go to the phone lines, and I won't be doing prediction-based readings this evening. So if you have a prediction-based reading where you're wanting to know when something is going to happen, just hop over to NicoleBowman.biz, and you can schedule a session. Sessions are available in 15, 30, and 60-minute increments, as well as email readings where I analyze dreams. But tonight, we will be talking about self-acceptance. We'll be talking about self-love. So if there's anything on that you want to talk about, that you want to have a conversation about, that you want to share insight about, or like insight from me or spirit on, I'm more than happy to connect to that. So I'm going to go to area code 518 in just a moment. 518, give me just a moment. I'm going to pull you up. And as soon as I pull you up, just tell me your name and where you're calling from. Okay, let's see. 518, you're on the air.
Hi, it's Yolanda. And I'm from
Hi, Brooklyn, Yolanda. Brooklyn. Thank you so much for calling. Well, thank you. How are you doing tonight?
Good, and you? I guess good, right?
I'm doing well. Yeah, I'm doing good. I'm doing good. What do you want to talk about tonight?
Oh, no, I'm just pretty much just listening to your show and enjoying it.
Oh, well, good, good. Did you have a comment? Was there anything that you wanted to discuss?
No, I was just absorbing everything that what you were saying, and thank you.
Oh, Alrighty. Well, I thank you so much for listening then. And I'll put you right back on so that you can still listen to the show, okay?
All right. Thank you.
All right. You have a great night.
Good night.
Good night. Well, you know, Yolanda, thank you so much for that. And I always appreciate it when people listen and they share their light and they share their positive energy, because that's just so, so important. You know, we're going to go to a musical break in just a moment. But before we do go to that break, I just want to share a few more things, you know, that are sort of on my heart to share. And this is something that I'm just guided right now to do by spirit. So we're going to do it. Spirit is guiding me to lift and to work with God, really, because I'm not doing it, but to work with God to lift any level of negative energy or condemnation that has been placed on those of us who are psychics, mediums, healers, root workers, spiritual workers. So if you will, I ask that everybody who's listening, whether it be on the phone lines, whether you be listening on your computer, close your eyes for a moment, if you will, to pray with me. And I'm going to surround us with the light of the Holy Spirit. And I call again on the energy of the one true living God, the one true living God that loves us all, that knows all and sees all. Divine Creator, I pray, and I ask you to lift all of the negative energy, the curses, the hexes, the harmful energy that has been placed on us psychics, mediums, healers, readers, and root workers. Remove the deception, remove the fear, remove the negative, harmful energy that others have cast upon us. Remove that energy that has stopped us from living our light and living our bliss. Remove that and send it to a sphere of light where it can evolve, God. And God, I pray that as you remove that energy from the psychics, mediums, healers, and root workers, not just those of us who are in the physical, but those of us that have come before, those of us who are in the spirit world, remove that harmful energy, God, so that we will be able to live out our bliss, we'll be able to tell others about you, and we will be able to make a difference on this planet. And as that harmful energy is removed, as the low self-esteem, as the generational curses are removed, as all of that is removed from our mind, body, spirit, lives, finances, energy, and businesses, God, I pray that you pour into us your magnificent spirit. I ask that you pour into us your magnificent spirit, God, and all who want to receive the spirit of the one true living God, I ask that it come now, and that your spirit descend upon us, dear God. And I ask that you surround us with this beautiful pink light, and that we know we are loved, and we know we are guided, and we know we are holy, and we know we're going to go out, we're going to make a difference, and we are going to love each other. And I pray, God, that nothing and no one stand in our way, and that we continue to share the message of love, we continue to share the message of acceptance, and we continue to share the message of peace to all we encounter. That is my prayer and affirmation in the name of one true living God. It is done. It is good. Amen. Okay. So, you know, I didn't expect to do that, but I felt Creator wanting to move to do that. So all who listen, whether you're listening now or you listen in the archives, I pray that you receive that. If that prayer speaks to your heart, I pray that you receive that. And I want to say this. I was raised in a Christian household, yes, but I understand that religion is about people understanding God, not the other way around. And so at the end of the day, there is a divine energy that transcends all religion, and that is the energy of God. And interestingly enough, that same energy is present in all religions. So when I speak of the Spirit of God, I'm not speaking of the Spirit in one particular religion. I'm speaking of that one true living God that loves us all, knows us all, and we're a spark of. And we ask that that energy comes into our life, because that energy is loving, it's all-seeing, it's all-knowing, and it supports us. Okay? So I just want you all to know and understand that. You know, and whenever you're feeling persecuted or you're feeling down or you're feeling like you can't continue, I want to say this. Go to the Creator. Go to the Source. Go to the one true living God. Some call that energy Allah. Some call that energy Great Spirit. Some call that energy Divine Source. Some call that energy Creator. Some call it God, Goddess. Go to that. And ask that spirit to descend upon you and to help you and keep you safe. and keep you safe. Ask to be guided where you need to be. Ask the one true living God to guide you where you need to be. And you'll be all right. Okay? So the show is almost over. I'm going to put on one final song. And this is actually a song that I wrote myself many years ago. And I wrote this many years ago when I was just starting out in life. This was long before I started reading professionally for people. But I was thinking about the beauty and the paradox of time. And that time, on one hand, is fleeting, but we have the present moment. And it's about making the most of the time we have so we can live out our bliss. And so it's so interesting that many years later, the words that I wrote in that song, they still ring true to me and my heart, but I think they still ring true as a message. So the words and music were created by me. The guitar and arrangement was created by my friend Anthony Zach. And I can remember sitting in his basement years ago, the two of us sitting down together, creating this song that was called Time. If you like the song and you enjoy it, you're more than welcome to share it. You can actually share it on my YouTube channel. I have a link to it there, which is youtube.com/C/ Live the Light. And if you want to purchase the song, if you want to purchase it and support in that way and show your appreciation, you can go to NicoleBowman.biz and you can purchase and download. So always remember to live your light, live your bliss, and love yourself. And I want y'all to take care. And please enjoy this song that I created called Time.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.